this is Trevor. Sorry I can't come to the phone right now, but if you leave me a message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Okay, Trevor. Don't call me back. Don't do it. Please. Let me fucking vent. Now let me ask myself this question too, because I know you're asking it as well. Or already have an answer. Do the Green Bay Packers suck? Do they fucking suck? They've lost games to the Raiders, the Falcons, and the Broncos. That fucking sucks. Maybe they're doing so and losing those games because they're a bad team. Which shouldn't be that much of a surprise, one of the youngest teams in the NFL. Especially on the offensive side of things. But man oh man, you gotta take some pride in being a Packer. And you can't continuously no-show in the first half in almost every game this season and do so against teams like the Denver fucking Broncos. That's pathetic. And that's putting way too much pressure on Jordan Love to get the job done. And we'll get to him in a couple of minutes. But man oh man, speaking of getting the job done, Matt LaFleur, the fuck you doing? How come every week this team is unprepared to start games, to play the game? And how come 5 minutes into every game, you seem as if you've lost all composure? It's not a good look for the rest of the boys when they see their leader, especially on a young team, you being the head coach, blowing a gasket. Is that the quote? Your face is already red. You've already lost composure. And if you're going to lose composure, you best believe there's a good chance that that young team you're coaching is going to lose composure as well. Look, you're 2-4. You don't have the best football team. You're still in the hunt, right? The NFC's kind of all over the place. Keep it together. Stay poised. Stay calm. And be a leader. Be a leader for the team, and especially for Jordan Love, who is leading this team. He's been better than advertised, and I see a lot of potential for this guy. That being said, trying to do too much is not going to work when you don't have the strongest arm. Yes, I think Jordan Love has a good arm, but most of the time he throws deep. He allows those DBs on the other team to have a better chance at the ball than his receivers. I think he's underthrown the ball and just, again, trying to do too much in scenarios where you don't have to do too much. It's not all on him. This game, this loss, this 19-17 fucking loss to the Denver Broncos. But man, oh man, there was a big chance to win the game there. There was a chance to win the game against the Raiders too. I'm not going to go there, okay? I'm not going to go there. Can I answer the question, though? Do the Green Bay Packers suck? No, they don't suck. But they're not as good as I thought they were after week 3. They're too emotional, especially at the top of that dressing room. They're too injured. Who's on this medical staff? Figure it out. And this year, the road to 7 wins is probably going to be harder than I thought. Because the schedule early on for the Green Bay Packers was easy. And they failed to really make up any ground for what is going to be a very difficult second half to the season. Playoffs? I don't know anymore. That being said, I'm going to do my best to temper down my expectations and just enjoy the ride and hopefully see Jordan Love play smarter football to finish off the season, because you definitely don't want to get in the habit of being accustomed to throwing interceptions. Don't be that guy. That is not the Packer way. And yeah. Anyways, thanks for listening, man. I can't. Come on, man. We lost to the fucking Denver Broncos. Russell Wilson. You know how embarrassing that is? Anyways, have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. We don't know when you listen to this. At least I won in fantasy. I'm 6-1. I think I'm 6-1. We'll talk more about that later. Happy Sunday. Peace.